And welcome to USA Lock and Key, Valley Views Podcast. For today's episode, we're going to talk about tips to avoid locksmith scammers. So stay tuned. When you're looking for a locksmith company, you want to make sure that you're hiring the right people. That's why it's important to do your research before you hire anyone, and especially before you hire a locksmith. If you can't tell if an individual is genuine or not, then how can you trust them with your home or business? To help you avoid the most common scams, we've put together this list of tips that will help you identify and avoid fake locksmiths. One thing that you can do is to look for a local address. If you're looking for a locksmith, start by looking for a local address. Google the company's name and see if they have an address in your area. This is especially important if you are going to pay in person or with cash. Scammers will often send someone from out of town to rip people off. Another thing that you can do is watch out for an unmarked vehicle. If a locksmith comes to your door in an unmarked vehicle, that's a big red flag. Locksmiths are supposed to have signs on their cars that say what they do and who they work for. If you don't see one of those signs, be careful. The reason why it's so important that they advertise is that they need to make sure people know that they're legitimate and won't rip them off. Don't pay the locksmith up front. If you're going to be working with locksmiths for the first time, stay away from paying up front. This doesn't apply only if you're hiring an emergency locksmith. It applies to anyone who may show up at your door and claim they are there to help. Ask for a breakdown of everything that you are expected to pay. Make sure there are no surprises along the way. Ask a locksmith for an estimate in writing before the job is done. If a locksmith is coming to your home to work on your lock, it's important that you get an estimate in writing. Do this before the job is done. This will give you time to compare prices between different locksmiths. Also, make sure the one who shows up at your house has enough information about what needs to be done. Call multiple locksmiths to compare prices. Before you commit to any locksmith, call several companies and get an estimate. The best way to avoid getting ripped off is by getting a quote from multiple companies before you agree on anything. Many scam artists will inflate their prices. In order to trick unsuspecting victims, it pays to shop around before making a decision. We know that there are a lot of steps to go through before calling for help from a locksmith. It's always easier to call the first person that you find and just get on with it. However, there are many scammers out there, so be wary. It's always safer to take all of these steps into consideration before calling a locksmith. Thank you for tuning in to USA Lock and Key, Valley Views Podcast. Until next time.